The gathering of farmers, conservationists, and ag officials was in Pleasant Valley. It's an area with lots of steep ridges, rivers, and streams that makes for stunning scenery, but can pose problems when there's cow manure and crop fertilizer getting into water. That phosphorus runoff was highest at 10 farms in the Pleasant Valley Pecatonica River watershed. One of the farms is owned by Mark Peterson, a dairy farmer who's getting federal help to pay for $70,000 of conservation efforts reducing runoff.
I had a lot of help here because without this program, there's no way with the financial situation of farmers nowadays that we could afford to do this project.
So far in the pilot project, cow access to a nearby stream has been limited and muddy gulches have been seeded with grass. Still to come are efforts to control storm runoff from the barnyard and fencing so areas don't become overgrazed by hungry cows. Dwayne Wagner is a Dane County land conservationist. He says they're hopeful less phosphorus will be getting into the waterway.
Next year, they'll be checking phosphorus levels in the creek. And there's different sediment traps located along the stream that will determine how much sediment is coming off the fields. So I think we're going to see results pretty quick.
The Pecatonica project focuses on the highest phosphorus farms first, using the lowest cost runoff management practices. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.